The next Winter Art Walk in downtown Hayes is scheduled for this weekend. Hayes Arts Council Executive Director Brenda Mader stops by to share a little bit of the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Saturday, December the 4th, is the Hayes Arts Council Winter Art Walk, and it's shaping up to be really wonderful. We, every year, that big photo show we do, and this will be the 38th annual, I'll get back to that in a minute, but our big photo show is the anchor for the Winter Art Walk. And as most people probably know, or maybe you're, are wondering, that always opens on the night of the first Friday in December. But we after the success of the Spring Art Walk, which we did on that Saturday, after what would have been our first opening, the original opening night, we had such a great response. People seemed to be more relaxed when they were out. They were taking their time. They were really enjoying each experience. It was wonderful for our downtown merchants, food service, the coffee shops, the restaurants, the wine bars, whatever. I mean, it proved to just have such a wonderful benefit for everyone. Plus, it gives everyone more time. And so instead of being congested in a short amount of time, we're diluting our audience over 6 hours instead of 2 or 2.5. And so it allows people who maybe are still a little bit hesitant to be thrown into large connective circumstances and events, of which those aren't people from their regular bubble and circle. You know, we're still trying to be mindful of that. And, you know, that first Friday in December, it can be so cold. And obviously it gets dark early. And I mean, I've already left that thing in the 31 years I've been doing this. You know, you leave on that Winter Art Walk night and scrape off a quarter inch of ice off your windshield. Mm-hmm. And people do drive in for that show from 3, 4, even more than 5 hours away, because the photographers are really, they're really fans of, really dedicated to our photography exhibition. So we thought, let's go on the Saturday and just make it this day of celebration in and around the downtown Hayes area, some other things down at the university. So it's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. is the core time. On Saturday, December 4th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. is the core time. Now, we do have three locations down on campus with amazing features. They're going to go 10 till 2, which I think is adequate for them to be open all day, knowing they're not going to have as large of an audience. I'm thrilled they're doing that. But an outstanding MFA show of Wendy Tahn will be in the brilliant sculpture exhibition, will be in Moss Thorns. There's a great exhibition, and it's got something to do with birds and sculpture and carving, and that's in the Taylor Gallery at the Sculpture Building Gallery in the Katz Building, the Applied Technology Building. And then Forsyth Library has really been working hard to get more active with community, campus and community events. And so they've got some great exhibitions going on. They've got some poetry slams and some poetry readings, and the university's poet laureate. That's all going to be going on. So we're bringing in the performing arts and the literary arts with the things they're doing, in addition to what some other ones may have, which certainly delights me, because we always have lots of energy with the visual arts. But bringing in the performing arts and the literary arts is very exciting. And then another one that's got some special hours, that downtown arts and craft market that's done every year, and it's usually been on that night of our Winter Art Walk in the evening, is going to be on Saturday with just those standard market hours on Saturday morning. So it's going to be 9 a.m. to noon only, and that's going to be in the Fox. So I'm guessing they may have to reset up for some other event later in the day, which is probably why they're having to stop at noon on that. But otherwise, the events are basically 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that is not on our website yet. But by the end of Thanksgiving weekend, you know, as we start that next week with the Art Walk, you will be able to go to our website and find all the locations and, you know, the exact order and what's there. But we've got some music going on at Studio 809. We've got, you know, we've got the five-stage photography. We've got two or three amazing exhibitions at the library. Got a book signing over at Regina's with Mary Kay Shippers and her fabulous Family Farm series. Got a couple of things in the Chelsea Pearl Agency. And, Gamers Guild, I just heard from them. They've been getting on the art walks, and it's really cool. It's just that first kind of a long block off of Main there, but it's so worth going down there. Brandon Nims has an incredible setup down there. And one of the cool things, and the times will be listed, they've had the game miniatures. There's these wonderful terrain and figurative miniatures that the members of their organization create. So they're like original little sculptures. But there's also a couple of members, and I don't remember the name, that will be having some wood carvings and some hand-carved dice and some things like that on display. But also the real, you know, the ancient and respected martial art of Aikido. There are going to be those demonstrations going on.
It's always so fun to watch that. Yeah. I love watching those guys.
Isn't that cool? I mean, it truly is such an art and a connection and a personal expression. So it really is a type of performing art in a way. You know, it's not about a violent competition. It is about a respect and an energy and an expression. And so that'll be going on. And there will be assigned times for that. So if you want to make sure you get there at one of the times, I think I saw at least 3 or 4 times in the schedule Brandon had sent me. And so be watching for that. They'll be open 10 to 4, but the Aikido times will be very specific. The Historical Society is coming back into the fold. They're going to be bringing out a bunch of their gorgeous historical quilt collection pieces and putting those on display at the Stone Church. The Big Creek Quilt Guild is going to be bringing out their contemporary quilts and small art quilts and lap quilts, as well as large things. And they're going to be down at Chroma Quilting. So as you can, and I know there's probably a few other ones in there, but as you can see, it's a wonderful variety of things, and it's all free that day. Oh, even Sternberg, there's a new exhibit that will be going into Sternberg probably within a month or so, but they had gotten it in early and said, you know what, we're going to set this up in the lobby, and then on the art walk, because everything on the art walk is free, and so that way they have something on the art walk since we're open all day, and they can't let people in all day for free on a Saturday. It's not good for business, but this fabulous exhibit, it's a natural history exhibit, but it's on the dodo. And so there are these 15th century, the last time the dodo appeared, 15th century artwork and reproductions. I mean, art paintings and prints, but as reproductions, as well as contemporary artists, sculpture and paintings and drawings. And that will, so it certainly aligns with what we're doing that day. And that will be in the lobby of Sternberg Museum. So for that, to go in and enjoy that, there is no fee. There's other wonderful things. So if you want to go further, but that will be free and in the lobby, this really cool exhibit that you will pay for later on when it moves into the museum. So you can see it's just an incredible dearth and breadth of, you know, incredibly wonderful things. And it's going to be great fun. And again, our downtown merchants get the benefit. If you're walking around during the holidays, our downtown is wonderful and beautiful. Truly. And it'll be light, which even if it's cold, it won't feel quite as bad as it will in the dark on a Friday night. So we're kind of excited about it. And so it's Saturday, December 4th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then that moves into the five-state photography, which, as I mentioned, is always the anchor of the Winter Art Walk. That's the thing that really gets people excited about coming out for it. And it was another successful year. We had 446 photographs entered by photographers from Kansas, Nebraska, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Colorado. And truly from all over. Of course, there's always more from Kansas. There's always more from our area. But we got work in. And, you know, from all of the states, we're getting, you know, the judging and results, that's all going through its processing right now with announcements made very soon here. But there will be 150 photographs that will be up in our gallery, 150 8x10 photographs, and matted and framed on the walls in there. So people love that show. And the range of those images is incredibly broad. And if you don't get out though, I know December can be very busy for people. That exhibition will remain up through February the 12th. There's so much work that goes into it. There is so much exquisite work that's in the show. And knowing holiday schedules and just comings and goings of people, we let that one run a little longer. So that will run from its opening December 4th all the way through February the 12th. But get in and see it. If you love photography or just love great expression and in all forms, just fabulous images, some more thought-provoking and where you're just kind of trying to figure out what's going on or get in the head of the artist. Other ones that are more straightforward and just breathtaking and everything in between. But, I mean, that's what good art does. And so that's what will be going on there. So a really, really wonderful exhibit that people will be able to enjoy.
Yeah, that's very cool. I think the Five State Photography Show is maybe my favorite one that comes around annually.
Because it's
one of those, you know, even if you don't have a lot of knowledge or maybe even, you know, interest in art, it's a low barrier to entry, I think, for a lot of folks to look at photos and understand what's going on and just appreciate the art form itself.
I absolutely agree. As we've gotten, and that's why it's gotten so much bigger and bigger. Everyone has access to a camera 24/7 through their phone. A lot of work that came in. I know even if people, as people were bringing in their 8x10s going, yeah, these were some things I was just able to get through my phone, you know, but the quality of that is so much. And having that so readily available and knowing it's digital so you can disregard it also gives people the opportunity to be sort of closet artists. You know, it's like there is a lot of creative people out there that go, oh, but I can't call myself an artist. I can't pretend I'm an artist. I can't. It's like, no, we all have creative sides to us and creative expressions and creative exploration we'd like to do. And I just think that's wonderful about photography is it's given people more of that opportunity. And until that one opens, I want to remind everyone, we have had a great response to the Frank Nichols Show. People may remember Frank. He was the longtime printmaking instructor, in fact, over 3 decades at Fort Hays State University. In fact, he was the predecessor of Gordon Sherman, whose retrospective we just recently had. And Frank's stuff hadn't been out for a long time. I knew that his son, who I know who lives outside of Wichita, had all this work of Frank's. And I thought, this would just be really great to bring it out. The colors are very warm. It's very accessible imagery. He was a master at what he did. There are still some people out there that remember Frank and loved his work. Some people were former students. Frank was very, very prolific. And so we have a really nice exhibition of framed works, but also flat work that's not matted and framed. And there's a good cost difference between those. So if that rings a bell and it's like, wow, I would like to see Frank's thing, it's only up for one more week because then that'll come down so we can prep for this photo show. We've had it up for a while. And like I said, had a good response. And I've actually sold quite a few pieces. But even if you don't know him, you don't need to know Frank to appreciate this work. It's really wonderful and just very rich tones, very wonderfully accessible imagery on especially the later acrylic works he were doing. And some of his hand-colored etchings, the prints he was doing as an instructor and going back some decades, some of those have, you know, have philosophical, conceptual elements of them, or theoretical, or science, you know, where they were science-inspired. But so much of what he was doing later on that's on display, and what a lot of the flat work is, are these incredibly wonderful nature scenes and landscape type of pieces that are really great. But again, just through next week, Wednesday, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, to see those.
Okay, so get in now. Well, Brenda, I tell you, we got to cut that off. We got to get over to news. But any last thoughts before we go?
Nope, just thank you for having me. Everybody mark your calendar for Saturday, December the 4th. This is the first time we're doing a winter art walk on this Saturday. It's going to be fabulous. We have so much good stuff to see. Be watching for that list. Follow us on Facebook because I always have it on Facebook. It'll be at our website, HaysArtsCouncil.org. Just put in Hayes Arts Council. Our website's the first thing that pops up. But follow us on Facebook. We get a lot of announcements and things up. You can enjoy seeing all the kids that came through on Halloween. I mean, there's several dozen photos up there. So much fun on Halloween downtown at our annex. You know, images from, you know, from past openings, images from the children's theater thing we did at the end of October. So follow us on Facebook and check out our Facebook page for lots of images. But check our website every so often as well so that things like the Winter Art Walk announcement will be in your hands and you can have a great day with the rest of the community.